Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I have the honor and privilege of welcoming in the brand new NWF champion, the Titan, and I believe this is the Titan, and I just clicked the wrong thing. You're on the air. Welcome to Matt Chat. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad, man.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Before we talk about your win on Saturday, let's go back a week before to what I have to say is the absolute best promo I have ever seen on an independent show.
Thank you very much.
Talk about the emotion of that promo.
I mean, that's what it was. It was just, it was emotion. It was just straight from the heart, you know. I wasn't going out there to pander to the people and make everybody bark and chant my name. I was going out there to let them know where I was coming from and how much the title match actually meant, how much the title itself meant to me, because NWF is everything, and you can only show so much with your work. Sometimes you have to put everything else aside and open up your heart to the people. So that's all I did. I didn't think about it. I just, my music hit, I went out there, and I just spoke.
I will admit, that is probably the only time that I have watched a video of a promo, and I actually got tears in my eyes because of the passion and emotion of that promo.
Thank you.
So, now you've been in the business for quite a long time.
Yeah.
But, well, I guess a long time is kind of a relative term. So let's go back to the beginning. How did you get your start? Actually, before we go there, what inspired you to become a professional wrestler?
I mean, you know, like a lot of wrestlers, I watched it growing up. I remember I used to go to my grandma's house with my brother and my cousin. We would watch the pay-per-views, and my cousin and my brother, between the two of them, they had every tape you could think of. So I always watched it growing up, and it was just always a thing. And I was probably 10 or 11 when I was like, you know, I can do this. And me and my buddies would wrestle in my room and, you know, do all that. So it was always just like something I wanted to do. So when the opportunity came up to learn, I jumped on it that day.
And let's talk about that, because you, as most people who listen to this show know, you train one of the best trainers, if not the very best trainer in this area, Roger Ruffin. So talk about the day you started training. What was that like? You mentioned it in the promo.
Yeah, I was sitting in my room one day, and my mom came up and she says, you know, oh, you put on Channel 4, Public Access, there's some wrestling. And I watched it, and it was a Bone Crusher show. And they've had an advertisement on there for the school. And I grew up in Clifton, so Corian Avenue was a 5-10 minute drive. So we're like, let's go down there. And it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we go down there. And I walk in, and first, you know, Bone Crusher's, first glance, you're like, what is this? This isn't a wrestling school. And I walked in, and there was no one there except for this girl named Amanda. And she was getting ready to train. She was Cindy's daughter, who she actually trained and wrestled for a little bit. But she was there looking at me, and she said, oh, come back in about 2 hours, and Roger will be here. So I came back, and training was underway. And you know, Roger, of course, makes you feel comfortable, and introduce you to everybody, and it was really surreal because it was, you know, all these guys, all these wrestlers doing it, and it was like, it's right here, it's real. And he invited me to the show on Saturday, so I went to the show and watched the show, and I was like, you know, this is awesome, this is amazing. And back then we had training on Sunday mornings at 11. So I left the show, went home, went to bed, and woke up, and I showed up at like 8 o'clock, not knowing, you know, people don't get there until quarter till 11. I was sitting out there for like 2-3 hours, waiting. And I started training, and it was like everything you want it to be, it's that.
That's dedication to sit there and wait for over 2.5 hours. You actually started out as a manager, if I'm not mistaken.
I started out as a ref. I was
okay,
a referee.
Okay.
And I started a feud for the first Fan Fest. I started feuding with Cindy to box Cindy. And a couple weeks before, like the weeks building up, I was, you know, I kind of started being kind of a dirty ref. I started cheating for the bad guys. So then we announced that my corner men, the guys who were training me, were going to be Nasty Russ and Team Money. And then after the boxing match, I couldn't just go back to reffing. So like the next week, I threw on some baggy jeans and a throwback jersey, and I started managing the Thugs.
What was that experience like? Because I'm a semi-retired manager, and so I know what that's. What was that like for you?
It was amazing. I mean, you know, they were coming up too. I think they had both started a couple of months before me, but so we were kind of coming up together anyway. So getting to do anything was awesome. But then getting to do it with them was awesome. Like, you know, they taught me a lot, you know, stuff you learn on the fly and stuff like that. And you get to see it from a different perspective than not a lot of people get to see it from the manager's perspective. You know, usually you get in and you're a ref or you're, you know, an announcer or something, or you're a wrestler. But I've kind of got to go through the stages. And, you know, being a manager was fun. It's hard to explain. It's so different than being a wrestler, but at the same time, it's not that different.
Right. Who's been the most influential person in your career who is not Roger Ruffin?
I was definitely gonna be my answer. I guess it would probably be my mom. Like outside of the business, it would be my mom because she's always been there. She's the one who drove me to training. She paid for a good portion of my training, and you know, she always everything Saturdays. It was and still is, you know, whatever I need to get to the show or for the show or anything. My mom has always been there. And as far as like. Actually, in wrestling, Nasty Russ and Team Money, you know, they like I said, they taught me a lot, especially in the beginning, and then coming up, and even the last few years, once I started, my work started improving, I started becoming more of a top guy. You know, those were the guys they were still pushing me. You know, I have feud with them a year ago. You know, I was in a feud with them, and they were pushing me to have better matches, and you know, Saturday. When I won the belt, that was my. Well, they weren't at the show, unfortunately, but my phone. Those were the first two messages I had were from them. Like I probably wouldn't be. I definitely wouldn't be who I am in the ring if it wasn't for Russ and Money.
And talk about your relationship with Roger Ruffin. Your thoughts on the man.
Oh, that's what he is. He's the man. I mean, I've known him since day one, and he's always been there. He's always been a friend and always been a mentor and a father figure. And even to this day, I mean, I was down training tonight at Bone Crushers, hanging out, helping out, talking to Roger, you know, laughing with him, talking about serious things. You know, I can talk to him about anything. And, you know, like, I wouldn't trade my relationship with him for anything in this world.
So let's backtrack just a little bit and talk about your evolution into the Titan.
It was really weird looking back, like where I came from and now being the Titan. You know, when I first, right when I was transitioning from manager to wrestler, I was still 140 pounds, you know. I used to do backflips and cartwheels and hurricanranas and stuff. And I never thought I would be, you know, the guy. I never thought I would be, especially the Titan. If you would have told me back then, you know, one day you're going to be the Titan and you're going to be tossing people around and, you know, damn near invincible sometimes, I would have been like, there's no way. But, it, you know, it was a weird transition, but it wasn't at the same time. I mean, I went from being in the Thugs to me and T-Money. We were a tag team for like a summer called Club Platinum. You know, and it was kind of like the Thugs. You know, we were pimps and wore fur coats, and that was kind of cool. And then after that is when I joined the Revolution. And that was a really weird because I never did anything like that. You know, the Thugs and, you know, being NG, Club Platinum, that was all, it was kind of fun, you know, kind of crazy, acting goofy, kind of. And Revolution was way different. It was serious. It was, you know, a very serious straight line we walked. And even that, you know, I started off as just the third man in, and then eventually it pretty much just became me and Jeremiah. And we were, even at some point, me and him were kind of getting, you know, a big push where we were in there with, you know, the top guys, and Jeremiah was in there with Angel and Jay Donaldson for the title, and I was involved in Shenanigans. But even then, it was like, you know, that's his, you know, his thing. I'm just helping out. That's his thing. And then, you know, obviously, loving wrestling, at some point, I looked at myself and I said, why isn't that my thing? You know, if he can do it and I can be in these matches with him, why can't I just be in these matches? And then, you know, I realized he worked a little harder, so I worked a little harder. And then me and him started feuding, so I had to outwork him. I had to, you know, I wasn't going to be left behind there by saying, you know, Jeremiah, man, he just showed you up in that match. So I was like, I'm gonna show him up. I'm gonna work harder. And then after that, it was who's next? Who can I push now? Who can I push now? And now it's like I'm the Titan, and it's a moniker I not only have to live up to, but it's part of who I am. Even in everyday life, I find myself embracing the fight, the whole mentality of push on. What's next? Who's next? What, you know? What more can I do now?
That. Okay, I'm going to do something that I don't do with every guest, but, you know, I feel like it's a good opportunity to do. I'm going to name off some names, and I'm going to have you give me just a quick two or three words on your thoughts on them.
All right.
Let's go with, well, you've already done Roger Ruffin, so how about Angel?
Angel is definitely, I would rank him as a mentor and friend as well. He, when I was making that transition into Titan, he was a guy who was in my ear pushing me. You know, he was actually one of the guys who helped me develop the Titan, the name. I one time did a promo, and I just referred to myself as a modern-day Titan and the last living Titan, and he said, that's something. That's something special. You need to think about that. And so I started using it more and more, and he was like, more, do it more, bigger. So I owe a lot to Angel.
Okay. And she's going to kill me for this because I know she's listening to the show right now. NWF ring announcer Miss Callie.
Callie's a sweetheart. She was the one who informed me that this thing might be happening, so that was cool. And ever since she's been around, she's a great, great help to the NWF, and she is a phenomenal ring announcer.
Like I said, she's going to kill me for that, but that's okay. She wants to kill me all the time anyway. The Thugs.
Thugs is that's where it all began, really, for me. There wouldn't be any Titan without the Thugs, and Russ and Money are still two of my best friends and my brothers. So without them, there would be no Titan.
Nate Pelley.
Oh, Nate the Snake, man. He's the man at the top. He's the man in charge. He wants something done. Nate's definitely the guy to get in his ear.
Last one, Kirk Shepard.
Kirk is definitely one of the biggest backbones of the NWF that I don't think a lot of people know. You know, Kirk has done a lot for the NWF. You know, he's a brilliant mind as it comes to wrestling, and he's just limitless at the things he can do and does do for wrestling and the NWF. I mean, anytime he gets in the ring, that's always usually pretty entertaining too.
Okay, we're about halfway through the show here. What advice would you give anybody who's just starting out in professional wrestling?
Love it. That's why I always tell anybody who's starts down there at Bone Crusher, I always tell them you gotta love it, because if you treat it like a side activity, you treat it like Wednesday night softball, that's all you're gonna get. Then it's gonna take you a while to understand. It's gonna take you a while to get anywhere. You know, but if you live and breathe it, if you go home every night and you watch wrestling, if you come to every show you can, if you're at every training, if you help setting up and tearing down, if you see and breathe every aspect of it, then that's when you're gonna start getting something out of it.
What would you say is the current state of professional wrestling as a whole?
I think it's on a pretty good upswing. It comes in waves sometimes. You know, they'll go a couple of years where wrestling is just kind of a thing. You know, it's not that popular, but I feel like it's on a pretty good upswing. I mean, obviously the WWE is, taking over with the whole network and all their shows and all that, and I mean, the independent scene is blowing up. There's so much talent coming off of the independent scene now to the WWE and some of the bigger corporations, that's starting to get really good because, you're not just seeing these guys at the top who would just look the part. Now you're seeing these guys who can go. Now you're seeing these guys who can tell the story and have the emotion and have been grinding and working for it, and that shows them the work, and that draws more people in.
Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years and 10 years?
I mean, the easy answer for both is still wrestling. I don't plan on ever stopping wrestling, no matter what level it's on. If I'm at the NWF for the rest of my life, that's fantastic. If I go on to the bigger show, then, that'd be great, too.
And the person that's going to kill me actually wants to talk. Miss Callie, you're on the air.
Titan, you've had a really unique opportunity to get to work with some really, really great people. Like, obviously, you trained with Roger. I honestly can't think of a better person to train with, in my opinion. But you've also had a really great opportunity because you've gotten to work with guys like Carl Anderson, Wildcat Chris Harris. You've had the opportunity to pick their brain, pick the brain of the Monster Abyss. How has that influenced your wrestling career?
It's definitely done a lot. I mean, when I first started training, Carl Anderson was, you know, he was on top of the NWF. And I think, you know, he was still around for about another year. But I mean, he was one of the guys who kept me around. Like, when it got hard, you know, when I wasn't getting things right or I was having a rough time being 100 pounds trying to be a pro wrestler, he was one of the guys who was picking me up and, come on, man, you got this, bro. You got this, you know. So he kind of kept me around, kept me pushing really hard. And, I mean, Wildcat and Abyss, they're around a lot. So they're always there for, you know, critique and just, you can ask them anything, they can help you with things, and they're not afraid to come up to you and say, hey, I saw this, you know, what about this? Maybe next time do this. So, I mean, the infinite wisdom there is just, is awesome, because those guys, they know what they're doing. They've been around a while. They've, you know, they've seen the other side. They know what you should be doing. So their influence is still ongoing. You know, Abyss was at the show, and Katz at the shows a lot, so every week is a good chance to talk to them and at least get some idea of what else you could do. Another great idea.
I couldn't agree with that more. They've all heavily influenced, I would say, a large number of the guys. Do you see yourself one day maybe being in that mentor role to some of the younger guys now?
I try to be. You know, I remember how those guys were for me, so I try to be that for the guys now. You know, during the shows, I try to talk to the younger guys, and I try to go to training as often as possible and help them, and you know, whatever I can do to support or you know lead them. Because I mean, without that, you know, you can't go into wrestling blindly. You got to have somebody there, and I mean, Roger is the best at what he does. So him, it's like a trickle-down effect. You know, him teaching us and then us being able to take what he's taught us and help out, it's like, you know, he can't be in two places at once, so it's good sometimes to have those guys you can trust to help and lead a little bit. And I try to be one of those guys.
Kind of paying things forward.
Yeah.
Definitely think that's a very awesome way to be. And I think it shows because, truth be told, I see you as being one of the guys that's actually one of the younger guys that's a leader in the locker room. And that's what every promotion needs are those guys that are leaders.
Thank you.
And I saw you when you were 140 pounds, and I see you now, and I've seen the growth. And to me, it's been a really amazing transformation to watch even from a distance, because it's one of those where you can look at somebody and say, I remember when they were doing this and now they're here, and to see that evolution and then to see you passing along that same knowledge, those tips, that help that you were given to these younger guys is going to mean a lot to them.
I hope so.
The ones that are in it to win it, to listen.
Yeah.
Because that's what you got to be. And it's for everything or in for nothing.
Couldn't agree with that more myself.
Absolutely. I'm
not trying to pick up your show there, eh? Sorry.
Hey. I you know, I usually have a co-host, and he comes on and steps in when needed, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
So we're about out of time. You want to plug the upcoming shows?
Oh, well, you know, we're at Bone Crushers this Saturday. I'm going to celebrate the big title win. So that'll be great, you know. Also be in Georgetown, Kentucky Sunday for PTW. So anytime you guys can come out and see the Titan, support the Titan, that's always cool, especially brand new NWF champion. Always good to have my people with me. So almost every Saturday. I'll be at the NWF, and hopefully I'm doing everybody proud as a brand new NWF champion.
Well, I plan to make a show here before too long, hopefully in January or February.
Awesome.
So keep that title so I can see you hold it.
I plan on doing that for a while.
So, well, I'm going to go ahead and cut things, and I'll let you go. I'm sure you've got a busy schedule, so I will let you get back to your busy life, and I'll get ready to wrap things up here.
All right. Thank you, brother.
So
thanks for having
thank
me on.
You.
I appreciate it.
I want to thank you for being on, and I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All right, brother. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Titan, the brand new NWF champion. Like I said, we got about 3.5 minutes here, so going to wrap things up. Miss Kelly, I will talk to you later. I'm sure.
Have a good night.
And we're about out of time, so I want to thank my guest, Miss Kelly, and the brand new NWF champion, the Titan. So this is Ace Diamond. Be sure to tune in next week. Good night, everybody.